Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In this enlightened age, don't ever be misled into thinking that scientists have figured out all the goings-on of nature, even that in our backyards. Enigmas still abound. Consider the case of galls. Galls are those tumor-like swellings that appear on tree stems, leaves, bark, and occasionally flowers and roots. One of the most common types in this area grows on oak trees and has the appearance of brown, thin-shelled golf balls. Thousands may occur on a single tree. Insects cause most galls, and each species of insect produces a unique gall. Some are shaped like balls, others like tiny volcanoes or turbans or baskets or bow ties. Colors also vary. A tiny cynipid wasp about the size of a housefly instigates the oak galls. The process begins when the adult wasp lays an egg on a leaf or twig. The egg causes a shell of plant tissue to develop around it. When the egg hatches, the larvae release hormones that direct the plant to produce tissues that form the protective gall. The gall then serves as a secure nursery for the developing larval stage of the wasp. They grow in the gall for several months, obtaining nourishment from the inner gall tissues, and emerge as adults. The adults live only about a week, during which time they mate, find a host tree, and deposit eggs to renew the cycle. Homeowners are often concerned about unsightly gall-laden shade trees, but they don't usually harm an otherwise healthy tree. Treatment with insecticides is not effective because the larvae are protected inside the galls. The puzzle that has flummoxed scientists is exactly how does the larva of a tiny wasp direct a giant oak to build the galls for its benefit? Furthermore, how does each species of cynipid wasp command the tree to produce its own uniquely shaped and colored gall? Common examples of complex mysteries of nature yet to be solved by a species that often acts as one having all the answers.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.